This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, is here with us. What do you got, friend? Appreciate you.
Hello, Lickin' on Lending. This is Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, here to speak to the Lickin' on Lending audience about how to fix an ailing bottom line. So to begin, let me mention a free service that is available to MBA members, those that are members of the Mortgage Bankers Association. In 2 weeks, I will be starting my 5-week mortgage accounting webinar series. Now, this webinar covers everything from the cash flow cycle of a mortgage company to how a mortgage accounting works. It covers how hedging works and how to understand the reports from the hedge advisor, and then ends with a discussion about advanced accounting, hedging, and the IRLC fair value measurement along with cash flow forecasting. So the best part about this five week webinar is that it's free to MBA members. So go to the MBA.org, go to education, look up accounting webinars, and there you can sign up. And this is a program that the MBA is sponsoring to help its members improve profitability. Now, back to the Profit Doctor for today. I'm going to talk about an overview of the income statement. Now, we all get the income statement. That's the P&L, the profit and loss statement. And on this report, we look at how much money did we make? What was the bottom line? But there's so much more that we can learn from this report. So it has 4 key components. It has revenue, so that's the money that you make. It has direct costs, or cost of goods sold is what accounting calls it, but basically it's just your direct costs like commissions and other direct costs associated with generating a loan. So you have revenue, direct costs. If you take revenue less direct costs, that's called gross margin. Now, gross margin is important because that shows you how much money you have left to pay for all of your non-direct expenses, things like rent and marketing for the home office, things like that. So you take gross margin less the non-direct expenses, and that's profit. So it's those are the components of the income statement. But there's much, much more that we can learn from the income statement when we apply it based on mortgage volume of loans closed. So by understanding the relationship to volume and the components of the income statement, we can learn all kinds of really important and interesting things. So for example, let's assume that if we take revenue divided by volume, the answer is 3.6%. That basically tells us what our product market is. This is probably a smaller sized loan amount with FHA production in Texas with a 3.6% gross revenue on volume. So then let's say that we did the math and our direct expenses are 2.4%. That's commissions, it's processing expense, it's underwriters, it's all the other costs associated with making the loan. Well, now, knowing these percentages with 3.6% of revenue on volume and cost of sales or cost of goods sold or direct costs of 2.4%, just subtract it. 3.6 minus 2.4 is 1.2%. That's our gross margin percent. Now, that's a key number. This gross margin is the amount of money we have to cover all of our other operating expenses. And we normally see this number from 1% to 1.4%. So a 1.2% is about the right answer. So again, now we've got revenue less cost of sales equal gross margin, funds available to cover operating expenses. And the relationship among this and volume is really important. So let's look at this one more time and see what else we can understand. So for starters, let's say if we have a gross margin of, say, $200,000, that's how much money we have left to cover all of our expenses. If we divide that by our gross margin percent of 1.2%, that actually tells us our break-even in volume of $16 million. So then we can say, well, given our break-even volume, we can then multiply that times the gross margin percent, and that'll tell us our expected profit. What's really even more cool about this is we can take an estimated production target less our break-even volume, and that'll tell us our excess volume. We multiply that by our gross margin percent, and that gives us our estimated profit at any level of production. You know, it gets complicated. It's hard to just describe it with words like this, but there's tons of benefit from understanding the P&L and how it all fits together. So the income statement's important. It speaks volumes. Give me a call. We can talk about this. Or you can contact me at andy@mbs-team.com. Thanks a lot. We'll look forward to talking to everybody next week.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. This podcast is possible because of the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, which is the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coupe, Mobility RE, and Modex, and Velma, as well as VendorSurf and Vidyard. And be sure to go to the website, Lick It On Lending, and check out a write-up on each one of these vendors. I encourage you to do so. These are carefully selected sponsors, and we're proud to have them, and they can bring some serious value to you and your company. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.